This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russian shelling of Ukrainian frontline villages kills four and hits the top floors of an apartment block in Dnipro. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The attacks came as Russia continues to stretch out Ukrainian forces in several areas along the 1,000-kilometer front. Moscow has stepped up airstrikes in a bid to drain Ukraine's resources, often targeting energy facilities and other vital infrastructure. Kyiv has also struck back at Russia with its own aerial attacks. Local officials in Kursk say a Russian drone strike has killed at least five people, including two children. Without addressing the attack, Russia's defense ministry said six Ukrainian drones had been shot down overnight over the country's Tver, Bryansk and Belgorod regions, as well as over the annexed Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ibrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.